Hi folks, it's John here. Today's catchy title is Pick and Mix, just for those of us who remember Woolworths sweeties, but I'll explain that a bit later. So the other day, I was thinking about the weather. It was dull, wet, drizzly, generally just miserable. I'm sure you can picture that. And it struck me how often we use weather-related terms to talk about a person's character. Think of how someone might be bright and breezy, or of a sunny disposition, or all in a fog, or even gloomy and foreboding. When it comes to someone's character, someone's nature, we can often relate that to the weather and the effect of a person's character to those around them. Is often similar to the effect of weather. If we've been with somebody who is positive, who is like a ray of sunshine, it's a bit like being out on a beautiful bright day. It can lift our spirits. But someone who casts a cloud over things brings us down, makes us look at things in the worst possible way. So let's think a bit further about character. I was reading a biography recently. I don't often read biographies, but this one was particularly well written and interesting. And in it, the woman talked about how she could see parts of her character, her temperament, coming from her father and her mother. They were both positive in outlook, but her father was very stoic. He put up with a lot, didn't talk about things. Her mother was far more outgoing, but very pragmatic. And the author could see that on her best days, she showed the best bits of character from her father and her mother. She could also see good reflections of her parents' character showing through the life of her brother. Indeed, sometimes it's easier to see these things in others than in ourselves. That made me think about how the Bible talks about us developing the character of God as we grow in our relationship with Him. So we begin to show the sort of loving, endearing actions and reactions which Jesus showed in His life here. The New Testament is full of the idea of Jesus' followers becoming like Jesus in temperament. In particular, we can see that in many of Paul's letters to Christians. That's an exciting thing, to think that we can actually become like Jesus in how we react to people and events. And for that to happen, there isn't any magic formula or secret recipe. All we do is follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, because the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives makes us more like Jesus. So the more we follow, the more Christ-like we become. And equally, the more we resist the prompting of the Holy Spirit, the less we act and react like Jesus. So, what our Father in heaven wants to see in us is His character, and thus the character of Jesus shining out of His children. Of course, this is a huge subject. And maybe the best verse to quote at this point is the one about the fruit of the Spirit from Galatians 5:22. But the Spirit produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. But what struck me just recently is that this list of 9 character attributes isn't like pick and mix. We don't decide which one we want today. These character traits are very, very integrated. They're all tied together. They can't be split up easily. And God wants us to develop all of them in a balanced way, because all these good things are all balanced in God's character, in His nature. If we get these traits out of balance, we end up not reflecting God's self, and it can lead to all sorts of problems. For just one example, if we stress self-control at the expense of joy, we become puritanical. A person of godly character shows all of these things and not just one or two. The stories of Jesus in the Bible show how he showed all of these things perfectly in balance, so it's not pick and mix. God wants us to have the lot, all of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. And let's see that list as illustrative, not exclusive. It brings home just what God wants from his people, and each of these things can be worked on. It's not that God waves a magic wand and changes a mean, crabby old man into a loving, kind, joyful, heart and soul at the party type overnight. There will be times when God works on one or two particular things in this list, in my life or in your life, because he wants to encourage me or you to grow in that area. And it can be hard work. For example, if the Holy Spirit wants you to be more patient, he can lead you into situations which require patience, and those can be tough to bear. That's happening to a lot of folks right now during this pandemic. The extra pressures of not being with friends, not being allowed to do this or that, might be stretching your patience right now. But we can be sure that God is not going to stretch us beyond our ability to bear. And he doesn't expect you to develop patience at the expense of the rest of the good characteristics which he wants in your life. Becoming more patient doesn't mean that you need to lose your joy. As we increase in faith, God wants us to also increase in kindness. All these things are in balance, not pick and mix. And all these character things are the outworking of the life of the Holy Spirit within us. This idea of the life of the Spirit is a huge topic, and it's at the heart of us developing into Christ-like people. The whole book of Romans has lots to say on this, in particular Romans 8, maybe best summed up by Romans 8:6. To focus our minds on the human nature leads to death, but to focus our minds on the Spirit leads to life and peace. It's clear that developing God's nature within us takes time and commitment. It runs contrary to our human nature, so that doesn't come naturally. Indeed, the New Testament describes it as a tension or even a battle, but we know the winner of this war. And God wants to grow his nature within us and allow us to show his character in our lives. Romans 8:13. For if you live according to human nature, you're going to die. But if by the Spirit you continually put to death the activities of the body, you will live. For all who are led by God's Spirit are God's children. For you have not received a spirit of slavery that leads you into fear again. Instead, you have received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with the Messiah. If, in fact, we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. So, here again, we see the idea is that we take on the nature of our Heavenly Father by following the leading of the Holy Spirit, and that develops within us the character of Jesus. A big point here is that these desirable character traits are described as the fruit of the Spirit. And I think it's good to think of fruit It's a natural development from the root. The root of this fruit is the Holy Spirit. So the fruit reflects the nature of the Spirit. But fruit takes time to develop, and it can be hindered by not having the right conditions. The conditions which are best for developing this fruit is a willingness to put God first in our lives, a desire to see Him exalted, a hunger to hear His voice and follow His lead. But even in perfect conditions, fruit takes time to grow. And if you're thinking, I've been a Christian for years and I'm still not patient or kind or peaceful, then don't get disheartened. Just tell God that's your desire and let the Holy Spirit grow in your life. Another image to think of here is the idea that we are clay being shaped by a master potter who is God our Father. A lump of clay is not attractive. And in our human nature, we're not attractive. But as the master potter works on it, it can become something very beautiful. So on our bad days, let's think of ourselves as lumps of clay which are still being worked on. Maybe the beginnings of something lovely starting to show, but still with plenty of rough bits being smoothed out. It also takes effort for us to encourage the growth of the fruit. So any time that there is an opportunity to serve or to be kind or to endure something for someone, take that opportunity. Whenever we follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit to reach out with love, we encourage the growth of the fruit of the Spirit. Like growing fruit trees, it takes time, effort and care, nurturing that fruit at every opportunity. Obeying the Holy Spirit, listening to that still small voice of God day by day, is how we can allow the growth of those character attributes which God wants in us. And if there are times when we don't follow, don't act in godly ways, then let's not give up. God's grace is sufficient to make up for our failings. But the more we put God's priorities first in our lives, the better God's character grows in our lives. And it's those God characteristics which those who know us best will begin to see. They will recognise that our love, joy, kindness, meekness, self-control are more than natural. Even non-Christians can see God showing through in Christians. They might deny it, they might not like it, but it's recognisable. And it's through acting like Jesus and reacting like Jesus that we can change the world. The character of Jesus showing through our character can change us so much that our lives disturb others. In Acts, the quality of the lives of the Christians disturbed people so much that there were claims that these fellows have turned the world upside down. It's quite a thought. God's character in our lives can often be the strongest witness to others. I know this guy called Jack, who became a Christian because he saw the quality of character of a bunch of men and a church by working with them for months on end. This guy's wife was involved in a church for many, many years, and she was a lovely Christian, but Jack's attitude was that it was fine for her, but it wasn't for him. But then our church got a big building to meet in, which had been a bingo hall. But it was in a bad state of repair, so needed a lot of rebuilding work. So a team of men from the church volunteered to work on it in all their spare time. And Jack, being quite good at DIY, offered to help them. The work was hard, often dirty and not in any way glamorous. Things like ripping out old fittings and completely replacing customer toilets. The sort of work that needs commitment and long hours. In the months of working side by side with these guys, Jack saw that the stuff these Christian men believed actually affected their character. How they were willing to work, how they reacted to things going wrong, how they coped with problems, all that sort of deep down things. Jack had heard the gospel spoken in many different ways, but when he actually saw it worked out in these guys' lives, he began to really seek God. So Jack now talks about becoming a Christian while tiling toilets. It's character which people look for when they seek truth about life. As it says in John 13:35, "This is how everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So let's pray that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will shine in our lives so much that we might also turn our own world upside down. That's it for this week, folks. So God bless you, and hope to see you soon. Bye.